This is Ia Dossie with WSQL News. Volunteers are needed to help maintain and clear hiking trails in Panthertown Valley, a backcountry recreation area in Nantahala National Forest, beginning at 9:30 a.m. on March 21st. Friends of Panthertown is hosting its first trail work day of spring. Volunteers will meet at Salt Rock Gap Trailhead at the end of Breedlove Road at 9:30 a.m. From there, the group will hike into the valley to help maintain and clear nearby trails on the western portion of Panthertown Valley. The hike is less than 5 miles on easy to moderate trails, and the work is expected to be done by 2 p.m. Tools and instructions will be provided. To learn more or to sign up, you can visit www.panthertown.org. Brevard College Assistant Professor of Religious Studies Ben Zeller has received a Fulbright Scholar grant to lecture and research in Finland. This fall, Zeller will collaborate with Finnish colleagues to study the revival of religion in Finland and participate in the Post-Secular Culture and a Changing Religious Landscape in Finland project. He will also teach a class on American religions and lecture on American religion and new religions at several Nordic universities. The Fulbright program is the flagship international educational exchange program sponsored by the U.S. government and is designed to increase mutual understanding between the people of the United States and the people of other countries. Zeller is one of approximately 1,200 U.S. faculty and professionals who will lecture and or conduct research at institutes in more than 125 countries in a wide variety of academic disciplines this year. The second floor house museum at the Silvermont Mansion on Main Street reopens to the public Friday, March 16th from 2 to 4 p.m. Admission is free, but the second floor is not handicapped accessible. While guides conduct the public tours held every third Friday from March through October, it is also possible to arrange private tours by calling 884-3166. Silvermont also holds its first fundraiser to benefit the second floor house museum on Sunday, April 15th, featuring vocalist Susan Peterson. The Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute, or PARI, has been selected to implement the National Girls Collaborative Project in North Carolina. Funded by the National Science Foundation, the program will provide 5 years of grants, professional development, and other resources to individuals and groups in North Carolina who are advancing the involvement of girls in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. According to Amy Foster, National Program Manager, PARI was chosen to implement the North Carolina initiative because it has a long and innovative track record with programs that help encourage girls to become involved in science. PARI also has the staff and resources to be a maximum assistance to a group and individuals throughout the state. And this has been Ia Dossie for WSQL News.